This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Songs of the Sea, songs about drinking and women and death and nasty crimes on the water. 43 of those songs fill a new 2-CD set produced by Hal Wilner. A few of those songs are way too spicy to be played here. Instead, here's a lament titled A Dying Sailor to His Shipmates, sung by Bono.
Oh, wrap me in my country's flag and lay me in the cold blue sea. Let the roaring of the waves my solemn requiem be.
Producer Hal Wilner is known for his tribute records, the music of Thelonious Monk, Kurt Weill, Harold Arlen. This idea germinated on the set of the second Pirates of the Caribbean movie with actor Johnny Depp and director Gore Verbinski. These are sailing songs more than pirate songs, really. Sea shanties, work songs, stories of life at sea. It was up to Hal Wilner to find the songs, record a lot of them, and then narrow them down.
When I was first offered this project, it just immediately had the prerequisite of everything I ever looked for in a project, which is mostly I know nothing about the subject.
So you could dive in and learn everything fresh.
Oh, absolutely. And then perhaps however many people come across the record will go on that same journey I did.
Well, it starts out with quite a bang. Sea shanty, more than 7 minutes long. Cape Cod Girls.
That Cape Cod Girls is performed by the legendary, wonderful Baby Gramps. He's a man that you do not know if he's 50 or 90. Looks like Mr. Natural. And sings like a Tuvan throat singer Popeye.
Cape Cod girls don't use no pills. Bound away, they get their pep from the codfish gills.
I approached this record. It was so great because I got to be, and I didn't have to answer to any artist. It was totally seat of the pants. We went to different cities and started making phone calls. Are you available this afternoon, tomorrow? Put together a house band and just went. Some people recalled the morning of. So we were in Seattle and found out that Baby Gramps has been living there. And we contacted him, and he came over the next day.
Baby Gramps sounds like he was born to sing this song.
And he has. This song is one that he knew.
Now, a lot of these songs, of course, are lubricated by a whole lot of drinking, and I guess there's no better example of just pure drunken debauchery than Bully in the Alley.
Help me, Bob, there's a bully in the alley.
Way, bully in the alley.
Help me, Bob, there's a bully in the alley.
Bully down in Chimbona.
Well, Sally got down and dirty last night.
Way, bully in the alley.
Sally got down and she spied.
I laugh every time they come to that part of the song.
I'm very happy you picked this song. We'll sell dozens now. actually, I have a almost a 2-year-old son who that is, hands down his favorite song on the record. Every time it starts waving his arms around, smiling. There's something there.
Yeah, and who cares about meter when you're so drunk, right?
They weren't drunk. That's the way I know I was there. That's the way David sings. He's the lead singer. Timing doesn't mean a whole lot to him. And I love the when they mess up. We kept a mistake in there with when the band jumps in. I can't find where they are.
Help me, Bob. There's a bully in the alley.
Bully in the alley.
Help me, Bob. There's a bully in the alley.
Bully down in the
There are a couple songs here that Sting sings and one from Bono. What's it like when you're approaching them with a project like this? What did you say?
Well, I know them both from your Sting actually sang on my Kurt Vile record 20 years ago. Probably suffered greatly for it. Ended up putting him in a show. And, you know, since his success, the purists and the rockers think a certain way of him. But it's, I just love, he just will try things and not be afraid if it doesn't go right. But it seemed that he was perfect for this because I knew his background. He knew a lot of these songs. And I actually gave him the only sea shanty I really knew. It came and did Blood Red Roses with the house band.
Our boots and clothes are all in pawn.
Red roses go down.
There's flame and drafty round Cape Horn.
Blood Red Roses go down.
Oh, your pinks and posies go down. Your Blood Red Roses go down. Made old mother, she said to me.
A lot of people who have heard this record, and really a lot of the hardcore kind of punk papers and all that, didn't know it was him when the song started. And just went, wow, this is really good. So I actually emailed Sting and said, hey, stick with me. I'll have you back in CBGB's in no time.
Whether you want to be or not.
Go down, your blood red roses, go down.
When you sat down to try to think about how you wanted these CDs to sound, were you thinking about what you didn't want to make? In other words, you didn't want it to be maybe a caricature of the pirate song.
Absolutely. I told you, a lot of these songs I knew were going to be funny enough. Although a lot are very beautiful and sad, I knew there was going to be a lot of, you know, get to titles like Baltimore Whores and Boney Was a Warrior, all these songs about Napoleon where they call him Boney. Little Boy Billy sang by Ralph Steadman, the artist, about eating the cabin boy. The wrong thing to do would have been trying to be funny. No arguing. No glugging, you know, I mean, just keep all those pirate and sailor characters out of the picture.
Hal Wilner, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Hal Wilner produced the two CD set titled Rogue's Gallery, Pirate Ballads, Sea Songs, and Shanties. You can hear more music of the high seas at our website, npr.org.
I tremble.